I'm Stephen Pythman, and this is Connections, the podcast. Arthur's name first appears in the Annals of Wales about the first half of the 6th century. By the 9th century, his legend had already taken on the character we know today, a great ruler whose court attracts the bravest warriors of his age. He reached greater fame in a series of medieval French romances which introduced the stories of the Round Table, Guinevere, Lancelot, and the search for the Holy Grail. By the time of 17th century composer Henry Purcell, Arthur had evolved into a symbol of English greatness that linked the current monarchy to the high ideals and bravery of the man who had wielded the legendary sword Excalibur. And what better way to celebrate that connection than a stage production with music by Purcell and words by the great contemporary poet John Dryden. It did give Purcell an opportunity for some of his finest music. Arthurian legends took on new importance thanks to the Romantic movement, which elevated art and narrative perceived to be authentically medieval. That is, before the Age of Enlightenment had stressed the importance of intellect and reason over aesthetics and emotion. In this light, the Arthurian tales were a perfect fit. They blended battles, sorcery, love affairs, and court intrigues with the spiritual quest for the Holy Grail, the cup that held the wine shared by Jesus with his disciples at the Last Supper. This heady mix was perfect for Richard Wagner. Lohengrin, the main character from the 1850 opera of the same name, first appears as a supporting character in a medieval epic poem. Sent to protect a great lady, the young knight does so under the condition that she never ask his name. Wagner made these secondary characters his main focus and used the forbidden question theme to contrast the worldly with the godly, Christianity versus Germanic paganism. There's another Arthurian connection with Wagner. His opera Tristan and Isolde derives from the Celtic legend of the adulterous and tragic love between the Cornish knight Tristan and the Irish princess Isolde. Arthurian scholars believe the legend influenced the later medieval tale of Lancelot and Guinevere. It has been said that if Wagner had written another opera along the lines of Parsifal and Tristan, it might have sounded like French composer Ernest Chausson's King Arthur. In fact, after seeing a draft of the work, Chausson's friend Debussy warned him that it was too Wagnerian and suggested changes, which Chausson followed. Even so, the Wagnerian influence is strong.
Thank you.
I'm Stephen Pythman, and that's just a sample from this week's hour-long Connections. You can listen to the full show at capradio.org/connections. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Connections, the podcast. And thanks.